Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
All right, Jimmy, Above My Pay Grade podcast. You know, people said you'll never get to episode 7. It'll never happen, Jimmy, but here we are.
I was that people.
Jimmy said, nah, we'll do a few.
Yeah, we'll do like two or three.
And we'll get bored. Yeah. we did it, man.
Yeah, welcome
we
back,
made
everyone.
It. This is the big number 7 celebration.
No, we did it.
We didn't plan anything.
No.
We did it. Good for you.
No, but I could tell you this much.
What's that?
Today's like one of the worst days. I don't know what it is. I just... No motivation whatsoever.
Yeah, you got the Mondays?
Yeah, I got the Monday fuck it.
The Monday fuck it.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Look, first of all, it's Monday, so fuck it, right?
Yeah.
But second of all, it's raining out here in New York, so that sucks.
All weekend, and
Carrying
over into today, it was just, it was one of those sleeps, too, where you actually, like, I was dead asleep, and I woke up, I'm like... I don't know if I want to do this today.
you mean life?
Yeah. Let alone the job. I was just like, I don't know if I really want to get up. I'm so tired. I feel comfy. Then me being the idiot I am, just roll right out of bed and start getting ready.
Dude, I slept 2 hours and 15 minutes late today.
Oh, man.
Well, I usually get up at like 5:45 for no apparent reason, but... I don't know. I must have shut my alarm off and just said, fuck it. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, your body's on that Folgers clock.
Well, that's why usually I got to wake up, by that time because I start jonesing. You know, my body's like, get up.
Say,
we need that coffee.
Yeah, it's either coffee or cigarettes.
I don't drink Folgers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chock full of nuts.
I don't drink that shit. I am a coffee snob. No. I don't like that. You know what? You open a can of Folgers, there's stems in there and shit. It's disgusting.
It's like 90s weed.
Unless they want to. Yeah. It's like 90s weed. Oh, shit. Yeah, before you make a cup of coffee, you got to pull all the seeds and stems out. Stupid Folgers. Folgers is for like the office coffee pot. That's not for home. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's could never drink Folgers at home. Folgers.
That is one thing I really hate though. When you're part of the little coffee,
little coffee club.
Yeah, it's like they look for anything on sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's like great, we got the coffee coming in,
and I
got a great deal on it. That's great.
I like strong coffee, as you know, because you usually water my coffee down. So every coffee club I've ever been in at work, it's just not worth it because it's like the water club. It's disgusting.
So those of us out there that drink normal coffee, like a normal pot of coffee, Jeremy drinks mud.
No, it's not mud.
It's
Italian dark roast. Aren't you Italian?
I am, but I don't want to stay up for 4 days straight. Like,
why not?
I can have a sip of your coffee.
You get so much more done.
I'm up all night looking at the ceiling.
Because you're a bitch. My coffee's not for bitches.
That has nothing to do with the coffee.
So what if it's true? It doesn't matter.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, that's why I've quit every company coffee club I ever joined. Because I get the cup and I'm like, ugh, this is like water.
Yeah.
I'll make my own.
You ever see work outside and some of those coffee clubs, the coffee machine, it's like one of those restaurant coffee, it's nice, but you look at it, you're like, holy shit, when's the last time they cleaned this thing?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Know? It's almost like the Muppet Show where you have the rats were like, they were ice skating on the flat top of butter. Like, I'm wondering if they clean it. It was so bad. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know, man. This is a chance right here.
Somebody's got to be in charge of cleaning that. That's not my part.
Yeah.
I'm just here to drink the coffee. I'll pay for the coffee, but I'm really just here to drink it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just went into work today. Like I said, had the case of the fuckets, man.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Did you do work?
I did some work.
Don't perjure yourself.
Yeah,
Never mind.
I did some work.
Yeah.
If you just sit there. You know what it is, too? I've been working out a little bit, trying to lose my baby weight since I've been, five.
baby weight.
And I've been taking these gummies. Not the kind you think I would take.
The good ones?
We all know about those. Yeah. total opposites. That's a whole other story we'll get into. I took these like ashwagandha gummies. It's supposed to relax you and stuff. So maybe that was part of it. I woke up already thinking like, I fucking hate today, and I didn't even start. And then I took one of those gummies, like, I'm just going to relax today because I just, you know, I want to mellow out. And I really did. It was like I just, you know, nothing would even raise an
nothing,
eyebrow.
Nothing motivated you today. Yeah.
Nothing at all.
I get it, man. I get it. It's a weird, you know, weird time of year. Q1's over already.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, how the fuck is it April already?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
just weird times. Yeah, I kind of had the Monday fuckets today too. I did work, but I just didn't care about the work today. You know, the quality.
Yeah. Listen, quality or quantity? I don't think they got much, but you know, that's life. I
guess my boss tunes in for the first time. Then I was working my dick off today. Yeah, I was really.
Put on a lot of those TPS reports,
yes,
huh, Jeremy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was clearing TPS reports left and right. Well, look, you know what? The other thing that I had to do, you know, I have to do this periodically is dig out of emails. I get so many how many emails a day you think you get?
I get a lot. I know that you talked about that at the vacation episode. Yeah. That you come back and it's just a shit ton.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say on a good day, like a good day. Regular average day, probably about 200.
Okay, yeah, that's probably about what I get. But so, once you're out a couple days, you fall behind, you know, blah, blah, blah. You just like, it builds. A couple weeks ago, I was looking, I was like 3,000 emails behind. And I'm like, ridiculous. I can never catch up to that. That's the thing, you can't catch up. So I'm just like, select all, mark as read, we'll start fresh.
Yeah, because think about it. What are you going to catch up from? Now, I'd like to know from other people, you know, it'd be great if you write in or you know, whatever. But where do you start with that? You're a week out, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. You're a week out. Do you go from the day you left? Like, say if you left last Friday, do you go to Saturday and start from there? Or do you say, let me go to Friday and work backwards? Because you don't want to answer an email like, oh, all right, it's this. And 2 days later, you see someone else answer it. And you're like, I'm an idiot, you know?
I'm a dumb fuck. Yeah. So I know the preliminary answer to this is the first thing you do is you filter by person, sender, right? Instead of date, you just... You put it in order by sender, and you look for the important people, and you go through their shit. That's step one, right? Then once you've done that, then you're also by sender going through and all the like, you know, random reports you're CC'd on, random messages that you're just CC'd on. Like you get every day I get this one email from whatever, you know, the no reply at, right? You know, so it's like okay, mark is read. That's 50 down right there. You know what I mean?
Do you still get emails? Because I know, listen, our careers, we're not young anymore. You ever get emails from like sections or jobs that you haven't been in years and they still send you on DLs? And I'm like,
no,
I haven't been a part of that group in 10 years. Why am I still getting emails from
every once
people?
In a while? Every once in a while. So, you know, I was in sales at one point, same company. And every once in a while, I'll get a fax to my email from like an old order form from when I was, and I'm like, these people are still using my order forms from 2016. I mean, I haven't gone door to door since 2016. Look, that's how good I was at sales. Yeah. They held on to my order form.
So they raged against the machine too, and they didn't go to the computers. They said, I'm using the fax.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on the fax. Yeah.
Let me reach out to Jeremy or Bob. I hate to tell you, Bob passed away like 3 years ago. All right, well, Jeremy's still around. Let me give him a call.
See if his fax number still works. Duh. So, yeah, the emails are crazy. Digging out sucks. It's like living in quicksand, but like even more than just the emails, there's just too many ways for people to get a hold of you now. You know what I mean? You got email. You got Teams or Slack. You got cell phone calls. You got text messages. You got office phone. I'm sure there's
apps.
Yeah, different apps, you know, that companies use. Like, it's like, can you just leave me the fuck alone? I can't get anything done. Every minute, something's going off. My phone sounds like a casino. You know what I mean?
Soon you're going to get those phone calls where they're like, listen, I know you're in the bathroom stall too, but when you're done, give me a call. And you're like, how the hell did you know that? And they're like, oh, we're tracking you right now.
No, we heard your phone. I'm in stall three. I heard your phone go off. But that's the thing, right? It's like you never get a minute peace to get anything done. You know?
Yeah, we've spoken about that too. When is the, you don't take a lunch. You work through. even if you try to take a lunch, you get no peace with it. So why even take a lunch?
Dude, you know? You're on a couple group Teams chats, and you have that hooked up to your phone. That phone's vibrating all day. It sounds like you know, it sounds like Jimmy's top drawer in his bathroom.
All different
Jimmy. I wasn't talking about you.
Different Jimmy.
He's got the diesel powered one. There's just too many. Yeah, the teams, the group chats.
Yeah,
you know, great, good information. You know, organized way, but it's like you can only do so many group chats at once before you lose your mind. I think that's where I'm at. So I started telling people, don't even email me anymore. I'm not reading it. Text me if you need me.
I mean, I try not to read them like that, but sometimes every now and then someone's going in on someone else on those chats.
Yeah.
And that's when it's fun. That's when you're like, and I'm just going to put this over here and let me get the popcorn and let me watch this ensue. Cause you know, especially
somebody's
if there's
a little bit of
office beef going on.
Oh,
you
yeah.
sit there and like, all right, let's see how this works itself out.
I'm not telling you that I don't enjoy the entertainment aspect of it.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying I can't concentrate when my phone is constantly vibrating. Yeah. That's my problem.
You know? Even that way on your personal phone, like even family chats,
yeah.
you know, like out of nowhere, you have, you know, people that don't sleep or whatever, and they just text, and it's cool. Listen, I like catching with family, but at the same time, it's like,
my phone, so you got the Teams, right? Then you got, you know, family group chats, work group chat texts, right? Then you got Facebook Messenger, you got Instagram Messenger. What's that one you have? Grind? What's that?
Yeah, right.
No, you have
pickle.
Pickle.
What? All the kids are using
it. Is that real?
No.
Oh, you made it up. Okay. You should trademark that. That's a good one. Pickle. Where'd you meet him? Oh, I met him. I met him on Pickle.
That's you the gotta, next one.
You got to take a picture and with a measurement in order to get. You know, it's like remember in the Facebook days you had to have it at Harvard EDU.
Yeah.
Now for pickle, you got to meet certain criteria. Okay. Wait, what just happened? Oh shit! Here comes HR, Jim.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. No. God damn it! You're not allowed to talk about pickles.
Can't talk about anything anymore.
Yeah. You have. You know, between personal and business, there's so many different avenues of communication that it's insane. It really is. But my least favorite is email. And there's really been no, like, great, like, innovation in email in years. Like, what was the last big thing? I mean, Gmail. Like, Gmail coming up. But Gmail's not, there's nothing special about Gmail. Like, what's the greatest feature in email?
I think the only feature, like, is I brought it up on one of the other episodes, is the AI piece of it to make it easier.
To respond.
But as far as, to respond or even analyze,
because
you should try that. It also analyzes emails.
Yeah, yeah.
You go away for a week, you could say,
summarize emails, my shit.
Yeah, it'll give you most of the highlights and stuff. But as far as anything new coming out for emails, no. There hasn't been anything that I've seen where you're like, oh my God, this is going to revolutionize everything.
I guess you can set some automations like that you could do yourself, rules in Outlook, right? Like, if email from Jimmy, automatically delete and put in junk folder.
Send back email with middle finger telling him to go sit on something.
But I mean, other than that, it's like email's been the same forever.
Yeah. You know? I think it's going to change. I think we're in that transition period now, kind of like you were in high school.
Wait a minute.
No,
that was private.
I think we're in a transition period where you're going to see a lot of people, you know, like some of the of us older people, I guess.
Yeah.
So not older, but, you know, listen, we're mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
You have this whole new generation coming in.
Half dead,
smart.
They call us. Half dead.
Yeah, but they're smart, innovative. And even when we were that age coming in, we've revolutionized things and changed things. And it's for the next school to start.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll, you know, take over.
Yeah. I think there'll come a time where people don't do emails anymore. And they just stick to like the chat programs or something. I don't know. We'll see.
They'd have to come up with some kind of rule because you need documentation. People rely on emails for documentation and time stamping.
Yeah,
and
so you can fire somebody.
Yeah, you need something for time stamping on it. Or, you know, if you don't document it, it's like it never happened, you've said before. So it's, you know, It's one of those things.
One of the greatest things in the world is when you see an email that went out that somebody accidentally CC'd someone else, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is it. Oh, boy. This is going to be good. You know? Oh,
we've had it. So you got to be careful with AI, too, because, you know, where I, in my job, we, what's we call it? They have a new section, like they were moving people around. I guess they were having a big management change. They utilized AI when they were doing the email and didn't realize that AI actually, it was a meeting invite to invite the people into the meeting, which I think is kind of messed up. They should have had single meetings with each person, but they invited them all to the meeting. I guess they were just going to do Big Bang. Like there was four of them.
So wasn't that your nickname in college?
Yeah. High school, actually.
Yeah, high school. But,
yeah. So like they were going to sit there and tell them all. You know, that's bad enough. It should have been, I think, their own individual, you know, meetings with their boss.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're doing this. You know, just so if they wanted to give feedback right there or even feelings on how they felt about it, they could have that one-on-one with their boss. They didn't even get that.
Yep.
So they sent out the email to all four, getting back to that, and AI included the org chart with the invite.
So, like a potential org chart?
No, the new org. Yeah, the new org chart.
Shit.
So imagine being invited to a meeting. Like today's Monday. Fuck it, Mondays. And we're inviting you to a meeting on Thursday to talk about, you know, management changes.
Yeah.
But then you go in.
it's all listed.
It's all listed there, and you're going like you're saying to yourself like,
"That's
what,
a big screw
what the
up."
Fuck, man. You know, but that's the whole.
It's a bad one.
That's the whole thing when you're doing, you know, AI, you got to verify.
Yeah,
have to verify. It's great, but it has a mind of its own.
And look, that's why I don't think the robots are ever going to take over, because they still need the humans to verify. You know what I mean?
Hey, that didn't work for John Cutler. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to email, just delete them all and start fresh. That's what you got to do.
I think you could probably catch up. That's why, you know, delegate.
Yeah.
You know, not your emails. There's certain ones you'll know about because if you're at a higher level.
Yeah, but
at
the
least
problem
they can
with that is
some problems,
it takes the same amount of time to forward it to a team member and be like, hey, take care of this or do this as it would be to just handle it yourself.
I'm very much
do-it-yourself guy.
You bring up a great point, though, but that's why you gotta set those boundaries. You got to lay those tracks down before you go.
Like
me, you know, if we're going away in July, you know, and I'm going to be late. I already put the email out to the boss letting them know I'm away this week in July.
Yeah.
I'm already going to delegate someone in my group to answer if there's something that comes from down.
We could
still get the answer that they need up top. But also at the same time, I'm letting everybody know, all the contact, oh, I'm going to be away next week, I'm going to be away.
Yep.
And then you're all out of office replies.
Yeah.
So then they know, like, that's great that you're, you know, at least you could catch up and read what's going on, but don't expect me to
I'm not
going
to respond to everything because most of it's handled already.
Yeah,
I definitely don't do that. I just do the out of office. I like to surprise them on Monday when they come in and they write me something. They're like, oh, shit, he's out for the next week.
Surprise.
Surprise. Surprise, motherfuckers.
Hey, Jeremy, did you know that if you're planning to go to a festival this summer, that you can order outfits and accessories on Amazon?
Say what? Wait. So you mean to tell me that now that I've spent $1,500 on my tickets to Fyre Festival 2, I can get a Fyre outfit on Amazon, Jim?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, when I go, I can tell you right now, I'm ordering the men's cutoff denim shorts with the Ariat Men's Heritage Toe Western Cowboy Boots.
Hell yeah, that's gonna look great. That's gonna look amazing.
It's gonna be scary.
I'm going to, let's see, I'm gonna pick something. I'm gonna get the women's Diana bra. It's like leopard print. I'm gonna look hot in that.
Just make sure you get a nice pair of sunglasses over there, too.
Yeah.
But really, why settle for ordinary when extraordinary is just a few taps away? With curated collections for every festival, Amazon makes it easy to plan, shop, and shine.
That's right, Jimmy.
I know.
Head over to abovemypaygradepodcast.com coachella.com/Amazon. Shop now. Jim, what are you going to get for Coachella this year? What are you thinking?
Oh, man. Huh? I don't know. There's this little mini skirt that I was looking at. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't even go to Coachella. But, you know, hey, other people will. And it's not just for festivals. It's really for everyday gear that you want to wear. It's got everything.
Yeah.
It's Amazon. Yeah.
I mean, they have so much stuff on here, guys.
Accessories. Wink, wink.
Suntan lotion. You're going to need that at Fire Festival, you know, for when you're waiting for the helicopters to come in and save you. It's not real.
I would do like the Army, and I get some ready-to-eat meals just in case you're stranded out there.
Yeah, but they'll have the cheese sandwiches again, I'm sure. Hey, look. Yeah. Look, I mean, it's a festival. You want to dress like a hoe? They have a lot of great outfits on Amazon. just go to our website, abovemypaygradepodcast.com/Amazon. Click the link. Be a hoe in no time. Next day delivery, right, Jim?
The Amazon Festival Shop. Celebrate more, stress less. Shop now.
Now, back to Above My Pay Grade.
I got one more thing for you, Jim. Subject matter experts, or SME. That's one of the acronyms we missed, you know, when we did our acronym episode. Subject matter experts. Jim, what's the point of having subject matter experts if you're not going to ask them for their expertise and make decisions?
And you do your own shit. Yep.
Yeah, it's like time and time again I see this shit, and I'm just like, what's the point of having this person or people if you're not going to ask them their input? You know what I mean?
Well, the best is when they also sit there and it's like they came up with the idea themselves, the answer themselves. Yeah. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's do it this way. And Bill's over in the corner like, yeah, you fucking moron. I've known that. I've done this for years. All you got to do is ask. We could have led you down that road instead of waiting 4 days for you to kind of figure it out. You know, like, but the problem is they put these people in these positions.
Oh, boy, do they, Jim. Boy, do they. And, I'm twitching a little. I'm twitching.
We all are.
Hey, look, you know what? In life, these people that come in, you know, they don't know shit about shit, but they're allowed to talk for some reason. In the end, it all goes the same way.
It does.
They wind up talking themselves out of a job because they're so fucking stupid, and they just keep presenting misinformation, and it's embarrassing, you know?
I think that's why I'm a little less stressed, because I'm just... You know, I was that person, like, trying to make sure everything was done and trying to... Now I'm just like, the chips fall where they fall.
Right, yeah. You know? You can only do so much. I'm worried about my stuff.
My group, yes. Yep, that's it. And it's been so much better. I'm worried about what I have to deal with. I used to be that person that got involved with this. Yeah. So I know the ship was steering the right way.
Yeah.
And it is. It's still going the right way. They'll hit some waves, but I'm not at the helm. Like, I just worry about my little part of the boat.
So you're not speaking up if you see something then?
Well, no, I would always speak up if it's something with safety or anything like that.
No, not safety, like, just directional. Yeah.
No, directional, like up, like speaking. I'm no longer, like, I'm not going to manage up anymore. I feel like I've already showed them.
Yeah.
If you don't appreciate it, I'm good. Yeah, I'll just stay where I'm at. I'll let you manage down. Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
If there's something way off the wall, I will bring it up. Like, I don't know if that's really, you know, what I do, but hey, if that's what you want to do, you know.
And you're not yelling, pull up. warning, terrain.
Right now I'm sitting next to Denzel Washington when the plane was upside down in that one movie, and he's flying.
It's a great movie.
That's me. I'm just sitting there with them looking at him going, this is amazing, you know? So...
That is a great movie. I can't believe that's a true story. I tell you what, I would have shit my pants on that plane if that was me.
But if you look, you know, like, not to get into that movie, I didn't really watch the whole thing. I watched that part, though.
Oh, you didn't watch that whole movie?
Dude, that's
a great movie. You have to watch that one.
But he did the right thing. He saved them. Yeah, I mean, like...
So, that, you know, that is a true story. And I did this to you yesterday, but this is my new favorite game to play anytime we're watching, like, a TV show or a movie. But it only works when it's something ridiculous. So what was on last night at dinner?
Family Feud?
No, not Family Feud. Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart and The Rock. My favorite thing is after, like, a ridiculous scene, you got to straight face this when you do it. You just totally straight face and you look at the person you're watching TV with or a movie with and you'd be like, this is based on a true story, right? Yeah. Like, just look at their face. So I don't remember what it was. I think it was like towards the end of the movie, yeah. And they're arguing over who's the black badger, you know, and then The Rock shoots Kevin Hart, but just in the neck. And
yeah,
I was like, this is a true story, right?
No, I thought it was on your favorite part when The Rock strips down naked at his high school reunion.
Oh yeah, that is my favorite.
And that's what he said. Is this based on a true story? I'm like, what?
I hope it is. Yum yum. Yeah, so you gotta do that. It's gotta be the most ridiculous. You know, crap, and you just look at the person that you're sitting on the couch and be like, this is based on your story, right?
See, that would be like, yeah, don't get me wrong, a regular movie, but imagine watching porn with the horrible acting and then going, is this based on a true story? It's like, there is no plot to the story.
That's hilarious.
Going straight to Pound Town, my friend. There's no time for a story. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Wieners are going to come out. That's what. There we go, guys. I got Wiener into the. You know, I was really stressing to see how am I going to get Wiener into this episode?
Three for three.
Oh, man. I think I'm more than three. Wrong. I think I'm 7 for 7. I'm going to have to go. Hey, you know what? Maybe there's a listener out there that can go back, listen to all the episodes, tell us how many episodes did I get Wiener in?
Imagine a coworker.
How many times did I get my Wiener in, guys?
Imagine explaining that to a coworker. What are you doing? Oh, I'm listening to this podcast, and this guy, I'm pretty bored at work. I had nothing to do, so I just wanted to see how many times he said Wiener, and they're going to look at him like, really?
No, not how many times, because that's easy. Wiener, Wiener, Wiener. It's making sure I get it in every episode. Got to get your Wiener in as much as you can. Wait a minute. Well, can't really go anywhere from there, Jim. I say
no. It goes down after that.
Hey guys, I don't know if you know this, but we have a website, abovemypaygradepodcast.com, and there you can go and listen to all the show and all that, you know, episodes and stuff. But you could also submit stories that we could share on our podcast and comment on, like horrible bosses, right? So why don't you go there and do it right fucking now? Let's go! No.
Sorry. Yeah, we've got to get back on that track because there's a couple of other stories we have to share with everyone.
Yeah. So
next episode, another horrible boss story will come out.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible boss or maybe even a weird job one.
Yeah, the odd jobs are fun.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought of one of those the other day and I forgot to write it down. Man, if only there was an app for that where you could take notes, right? Dumbass.
Email yourself.
Yeah. No, too many emails. All right. Peace out, y'all. We will see you soon.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Visit abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.